Question 4. Practice 2. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a lecture related to the passage in Step 1. As you listen, take notes on important information. Write down 5 keywords or key phrases that would be useful in explaining this information to someone else. Let's continue our talk about nonverbal communication today. Specifically, I'd like to give examples to help illustrate the functions of nonverbal communication. First, we often use nonverbal communication to repeat something we've said. Let's say that someone walks up to you on campus and asks you for directions to the library. Of course, you'll probably say something like, "It's over there, by the duck pond." And while you are saying that, it is very likely that you will also point in the direction of the library, right? So you are basically just showing, with your gesture, the same thing you're saying. That's one way, and here's another. We often use nonverbal communication to accent what we've said. Again, an example will help you figure out what I'm talking about. Okay, let's say you and a friend are driving in the country and you're lost. Your friend blames you for being lost. You don't like this, of course, and say, "But you forgot to bring the map." And when you say "you," I'll bet you point your finger right at him. In this way, you're emphasizing your spoken words. No doubt, your friend will get the message.